Introducing the new Volvo XC90. With 7-seat versatility, Google built-in, and advanced safety features for all your precious cargo. The new Volvo XC90, designed for life. Visit volvocars.com/US to learn more.
You're listening to The Alex Pearson Show.
Welcome back. It's Mike Droley filling in for Alex Pearson on this lovely, lovely Friday. We're talking now about immigration and migrants and what's being done with them. We saw during the early days of the Trump administration how the ICE teams were rounding up immigrants all over the United States, people who were gangbangers, people who were guilty of violent crimes and being sent back to their other countries. And Trump got a big boost in popularity because of that. But what we've seen lately is that there's been a lot of people who have been, you know, caught up in it. People who generally would never consider a problem in the United States or in Canada for that matter. And yet this is happening. Just the other day, a Guatemalan woman is facing deportation after mistakenly going across the U.S.-Canada border from Detroit. She was in detention for 5 days with her two children, age 1 and 5, in a windowless room for 5 days. And she's got no criminal record, husband's a roofer, but she's just undocumented. And this is what her lawyer had to say about it.
She wanted to go to Costco. And she put Costco into the GPS, or her family member did who was driving, and it chose the Costco in Windsor. And so they followed the directions. Being detained with your children for 5 days, you know, has some pretty, you know, traumatic, carries a lot of trauma for her, for her children.
Yeah. So she made the mistake of punching in the wrong Costco. That's how she ended up getting caught at the border. Otherwise, she would have probably just gone living on her life and ICE would have been none the wiser. And she would have just continued becoming a productive member of society, and that was that. Now, this isn't to take away the fact that there is a huge problem, a massive problem in the United States and Canada right now. But we're talking about children being locked up in windowless rooms for extended periods of time. Joining me now is J. Dale Shoemaker. He's with the Investigative Post out of Buffalo. It's an important nonprofit journalism entity, and he joins us now.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So we were talking about the story on the Windsor-Detroit border, but the border with Buffalo, with New York there, you've uncovered an interesting story there. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so that story you were talking about in the Detroit-Windsor area, that is happening seemingly at scale here in the Western New York area with the border that we share with Canada. What I was able to learn from talking with some advocates here in Buffalo is that there are numerous families and individuals who have been caught up at the border between New York and Canada, and they are being detained by U.S. Customs and Border Protection for extended periods of time. Now, in the past, the longest that somebody might be detained at one of the bridges, and we're talking specifically the Peace Bridge, the Rainbow Bridge, and the Lewiston-Queenston Bridge, or the Queenston-Lewiston Bridge if you're on the other side. The longest you would be held up is like 48 hours. And that's, you know, and in those extreme cases, the most that would happen to you is that, you know, maybe they would say, oh, you don't have the right paperwork to come back into the United States. We're going to issue you, you know, basically a court appearance date where you have to go before a judge and, you know, present the right papers, and then you'd go on your way. Obviously, that's a major inconvenience, but it's 48 hours. We're talking now days longer than that, up to 2 weeks, in some cases even longer than 2 weeks.
So that's the key here, the fact that it's going on for that long. And what sort of – we know that the one on the Windsor-Detroit border, they were in a windowless room in a plaza for some reason. Very odd. A one-year-old and a five-year-old, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. What are you hearing about the detention facilities there?
Yeah, so, you know, we don't know a ton about, like, the actual physical conditions. They have been described to me as a cell, and we do know that there are cells at these bridge plazas that are run by these independent authorities that the federal government then rents from those entities. So we know that there's cells. We know that there's some form of bed. I've been told that the toilet is kind of in the middle of an open floor, so we're not talking, like, private restrooms. I believe people do have access to showers, although, you know, the story here is that these facilities aren't built for housing people, right? These are not places where there are going to be, you know, great beds, great showers, great restrooms. These are really way stations for people, and they're not meant to be kept there, and they are being kept there for, like I said, long periods of time.
A couple of years ago, there was the big stories on the southern U.S. border, and there was a lot of outrage with children being held in essentially jail cells, cages almost. What's the reaction been this time around? Is it similar?
Yeah, we have. So yesterday we reported a story that a number of federal and local lawmakers here in New York are pretty outraged by this. Senator Chuck Schumer, he's the minority leader in the U.S. Senate. He says that he is looking into these disturbing allegations and has reached out to the federal government for some answers. We have some members of Congress here locally who have said the same thing, that they are finding these deeply disturbing. We have a number of local lawmakers, too, including the governor, or not the governors, the mayors of both Niagara Falls and Buffalo, decrying these detentions. And Governor Kathy Hochul of New York, she described these detentions as attacks, saying that she does agree with the president that, quote, violent criminals and gang members should be deported, but she does not support any attacks on children and families.
So who are the people exactly that are being rounded up? I know that there was, in one case, there was a family crossing the Peace Bridge that was detained after being turned back by Canada. Mm-hmm. But who are they and where are they coming from?
So we don't know a ton of details on this just because the federal government here has been loath to even acknowledge that these are happening. Yesterday, for example, was the first time that Customs and Border Protection acknowledged to me that they were, in fact, detaining people for longer periods of time. Before that, they were basically saying, we can't comment on anything like this. So we don't have a ton of details. However, anecdotally, we're hearing some reports similar to the Detroit case, people accidentally going over the Peace Bridge, you know, saying, oh, crap, I made a wrong turn. If you've ever driven in Buffalo, you know that that exit for the Peace Bridge is a little confusing. So it's not all that difficult to make that wrong turn. So we know that there's some wrong turn cases, people coming back over the bridge and getting detained. I can't share too many details just for sensitivity reasons of one family I'm aware of. But I can tell you that they had sought to travel into Canada. They were turned back, and they were subsequently detained.
It is heartbreaking, and you are right in that it is really difficult when you're driving along. I think anybody who's driven along near the Ambassador Bridge in Windsor or down in the Peace Bridge area knows how easy it is to get stuck on one of those bridges. And oh no, I took the wrong turn because the signage is just terrible.
Right, exactly. And so we do know that some of the detentions are a result of that, as well as, and this is something we're looking into a little bit more with some partners in Canada as well. We're looking into whether or not there are, increased numbers of refugee claims being denied in Canada under the Trump administration. That's kind of one of the lines of inquiry that we are pursuing is, you know, are these people coming from the United States into Canada, seeking refugee status, being denied by the Canadian government, and then being turned around and detained.
Well, it's a story that we're going to follow. I'm really interested to see what other stories you can dig up with this. Sadly, it's not going away. I fear it's going to even get worse. But thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. And if I could make a quick plug, investigativepost.org is where you can find the rest of our reporting.
I was going to plug it as well, but that's the best way to do it. Thank you so much. That was J. Dale Shoemaker, who is an Investigative Post reporter based out of Buffalo. They do some phenomenal work if you read through their website. He's done some really groundbreaking stuff in regards to this detainee situation.
Want to transform your space and your Sundays? Well, Home Network is giving you the chance to love your home with $15,000.
There can only be one winner.
Tune in to Renovation Resort every Sunday and look for the code word during the show. Then enter at homenetwork.ca/watchandwin for your chance to win big.
Amazing!
The small details are the difference between winning and losing.
Watch and win with Renovation Resort on Home Network.